Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning in to Women's Health and Well-being. I am your host, Lori Carice. Today we have with us Dee Davidson, board certified functional health practitioner and holistic hormone expert. Today's topic is confidently balance your hormones. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Hormones, hormones, hormones.
Yes.
I'm of age where this is a daily grind for me now, either in my head or, you know, looking something up or, you know, taking next steps. So I'm happy to have this conversation as a lot of our listeners probably are dealing with the same issue as midlifers, you know, go through changes. And, you know, it's not always just even midlife. So tell us a little bit about you and let's dive into the topic, confidently balance your hormones.
Sure. So again, my name is Dee Davidson, and I am the creator of Confidently Love Yourself and Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. I have a love for hormone health because, as you just stated, hormones are not just about midlife. My hormone journey, if you will, started with infertility. So I learned a lot about the rise in infertility, and specifically the category that I was put in, which was unexplained infertility, super frustrating, not getting any kind of diagnosis or reason for, you know, why we weren't conceiving. So I started to dive into hormone health back then. The second chapter of my hormone health exploration was post having two kids. I was then almost 50 pounds heavier, and I'm almost, 50 now, and I've been able to maintain my current weight since learning how to release that 50 pounds for about 12 years now. So I had to understand that when you go through pregnancy, miscarriages, infertility, your hormones change for any given reason. You know, there's a certain way that you have to rebalance your hormones. So I learned about hormones and weight gain and weight management. And then fast forward, now I'm going to be 50 in a few months. Woohoo! And, you know, my friend and I, she's been my friend since second grade. We went to lunch yesterday and she was cracking me up. She's like, I am so sick and tired of women talking about perimenopause and menopause in our age, because it's almost like a lot of women have just accepted it as like, this is what it is. Everyone's going to have to gain weight, not sleep, have hot flashes. And so now I'm really helping women ages 45 plus understand that that's not the case. It's all about getting educated on what things rebalance your hormones. And they don't necessarily have to be medications, or you don't have to go right to hormone, you know, replacement therapy and things like that. So that's kind of where I've landed now, is in helping women feel good again, because I hear a lot that women don't recognize themselves. They don't like themselves. They don't know what's going on with their body, all of these things. And it's important for us to confidently love ourselves.
I remember the first time I really saw a change in my girls' night out conversation. You know, I felt like, you know, I had a group of ladies. Once in a while, we'd go out for girls' night out and we talk about our dating life and our boyfriends and, you know, maybe bash on a couple of men and be irritated. And it was our therapy. I'll never forget the time, because I was at PF Chang's. I just remember the roundtable conversation where people started busting out their pills and, and talking about their medications. I'm like, we got there. We're there now. And recently it's vaginal dryness. What kind
oh
of,
my God, what do you know, not to be that inappropriate, but you know, my girlfriend yesterday, she's like, you know, and my friend, she's 10 years older than us. She just turned 60. And she's like, oh, you know, 10 more years. Remember when I turned 50? And she's like, and I don't have vaginal dryness. And I'm like, amen to that. You don't have to, right? You just have to learn about your body and recalibrate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite topic, but it is one of those like little secret things. You know, I say my girlfriend's like zipping through, you know, what they ordered, and they show it across the table. You know, it's like, oh, try this. I'm like, oh my gosh,
we'll try anything.
So, Let's talk a little bit about, do you know that one time I actually had a doctor tell me there's no such thing as balancing your hormones? I left there
Oh
so
yeah, I hear
upset.
it all the time. I hear it all the time.
Really? Why? Is it just because it there's no such thing as balancing your hormones? I walked out of that feeling so deflated, like I didn't have hope.
Right.
And she even said, the lady in the next room is asking for the same thing. I said, so then it's a thing. It is in
Yes,
our heads. You know,
it exists.
we are told there are different things we can do to help us.
That's
And
right.
she wasn't willing to like go down that path. And I felt very deflated. So that's when, your friends become your doctors because I'm like, what are you doing? What helps? And I definitely want to go, the holistic approach. I also had a difficult time conceiving. I got a late start in life, and I only had to go the Clomid route. I didn't have to go
Okay.
any further than that, but I was prepared. I thought I was going to have to continue on, but clearly, even at that time, I needed balance
Right.
to see when I was ovulating.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's a conversation. It's frustrating, and like I said, I felt so deflated. And where do you turn to? Besides your girlfriends going through it,
Yeah. And nowadays there's just so many influencers too, and the credibility behind them. I just cringe, right? Because anyone can be an influencer and put something up, and people are so plugged in on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all of these different things. It can be overwhelming and you don't really n know where to turn. And what I tell people when they come to me is that yes, you can balance your hormones, and how you do that is to have someone work with you to look at your unique individual, not just needs, but your whole life from even before conception and what your mother was exposed to. Some of these things don't show up until this stage in our life. Like you might be able to carry it while you're a young spring chicken. And what happens is it's like having a computer or a phone running with a lot of tabs open, right? So what happens if you have your phone open and there's a lot of tabs open or your computer?
Oh, it slows down.
It slows down. So that's what happens at the change of life is yes, your hormones are changing, but also you've got all these freaking tabs going open that are some things you've carried lifelong. It might have just been, you didn't even realize that you stored this emotion. It might have been that you ran on stress and you were in fight or flight for most of your life. And now your body's saying, no. So what's going to happen is that hormones aren't the problem. Hormones are a symptom of the greater imbalance in the body. The body is always seeking ease and balance. And when you have all of these tabs open, it starts to go, okay, where can I steal? So it starts to maybe slow down your digestive system. Maybe it will mess with your sleep. Maybe it will add pounds to your body. So it's not the hormones that are the problem. Yes, the hormones are changing. That's, how we evolve as women, but it's how many stressors, and some of them are hidden. It might be viruses that you're carrying, parasites. You don't have enough good gut bacteria. You need someone to really look at you as an individual and look at what are your external stressors and what are your hidden stressors. And so when you go to the OB or the primary care, they don't do that. They're diagnosing people for things, right? They're diagnosing people with autoimmune or whatever the thing is, PCOS, but they're not trained, and they're not looking at you as a whole picture and looking at whole health to see mind, body, spirit, and where these things are out of balance.
So where do you suggest you go from, using me as an example, feeling deflated? Oh, I hear you could balance your hormones. And then I look into it and then I'm like deflated. And I'm older than you. I'm 54 and I'm actually told by my doctor I have not entered menopause,
Okay.
according to my blood work. I am
Okay.
seeing changes, in patterns, and I've gone through the weight gain and stuff like that, but no hot flashes, no sleep issues. I can sleep like a rock.
That's good.
yeah, no sweats and stuff like that. But for me, I definitely saw a change in my weight probably 6 or 7 years ago. And however, I was always very thin. I'd even say underweight. So gaining a few pounds didn't hurt me. And even though I've gained 10 to 15 pounds over those years. I actually don't appear, very heavy. I know where I'm carrying. It's that midriff. I'm not going to get in a bikini, but I look okay in my clothes,
Sure.
So, I mean, it's not me. There was a day where I'm like, I look at myself, I don't recognize myself. And I'm okay with the aging process. I'm not plumping and I'm not poking yet. I'm not sure if I will, but it is frustrating, and it's also just it's an emotional roller
Right, roller
coaster to go
coaster,
through those changes. It's
definitely.
like, wow, okay, just that it's like the stages of grief, acceptance.
Yeah, self-love and acceptance. That's the reason that, my brand is confidently love yourself, because if you don't love yourself and embrace where you're at, it doesn't mean you have to settle to say, I'm just going to let myself go, but that you just embrace it and say, hey, you know what? I'm doing the best that I can. I'm getting the tools. I'm making healthy decisions. So when you ask, where do you start? I started a program called Confidently Balance Your Hormones that you can. It's on an app, and there's 30 different modules, but it's a good starting point because it's all the foundational things that affect your hormones, which are diet. And when I talk about diet, it's not going on a diet or being restrictive, but understanding what fuels hormones. Because, a lot of women, they cut out fat or cut out carbs because they heard you got to eat a lot of protein. Everybody's different. So I talk about what should be on your plate. Blood sugar regulation is a huge thing when it comes to hormones. Blood sugar regulation and hormones go hand in hand. And a lot of women are skipping meals. They're having coffee for breakfast and nothing else. And so I talk a lot about that when it comes to hormones. Your body might have been able to handle that, but that's really affecting you midlife. So we talk about diet, which goes along with blood sugar stabilization. We talk about rest. So not just getting good rest, but what are you doing that last hour before you go to bed to help your hormones and your cortisol and all of that? Are you scrolling your phone? Is that the first thing you're doing when you wake up in the morning? How are you resting as far as, you don't feel like you have a lot of energy, but are you pushing yourself to go do that crazy workout class? Or, you're not listening to your body. We talk about exercise. What exercise is appropriate? I hate to generalize and say women in our category of age need to stop doing CrossFit and things like that. But for most women that I test, I fun do functional labs on, their body's tanked because they've stressed their body out through life itself. And when we do extreme exercise or we don't take days off from exercise, that becomes a stressor to your hormones. So evaluating, like, am I being gentle with my body and listening to it and loving it appropriately? Stress is a big one. Women, I'm in that category who have been overachievers. We can take on everything. We never stop. You can't do that anymore. You have to really manage stress appropriately. That midsection you were talking about, that's cortisol and where we accumulate the fat at this point in life. So we talk about stress reduction, and it doesn't have to be going to a, an hour yoga class, but little things that you can do for your nervous system to feel safe. Some breathing techniques that you can do without sitting there for 10 minutes, how you start your day, how you end your day, releasing or taking out the trash every day. And then the last one is supplements. And I do a lot of write-ups on supplements. I'm not a big fan of taking, you're saying you had that conversation with your friends and everyone's taking out their pills, but that again is can just be a band-aid, just like getting a prescription at your doctor's office. If you're not being honest with yourself and taking responsibility for the diet, rest, exercise, and stress reduction, the supplement's not going to be the end all be all. So supplements, I do talk about things like ashwagandha for people who have a lot of stress in their life, vitamin B, things like that. But we have to, at the end of the day, go back to those foundational things and get real with ourselves and go, okay, well, maybe it's time to, make a commitment to my health. A lot of us ran a long time without really fully being committed to fueling our body properly, resting, managing stress, and all of those things.
Yeah, I think listening to your body is so important, and it's not for everybody, but I've dabbled with vegan, eating vegan, not calling it a diet, but just, sprinkling in vegan meals.
Sure.
Because my daughter is kind of leaning in that section, so I'm, exploring. I just feel better. I feel lighter. I'm
Yeah, a
not
lot
saying
of
I don't
people
eat
do.
protein. That's why I said I balance it, you know, try to give me X amount of protein meals as far as, you know, chicken. The pasta weighs me down like crazy. I just feel
Sure. And
heavy.
the process, this is what I tell people, is the more of your diet that is single ingredient foods, the better you're going to feel. Your body doesn't know how to process all that stuff. Even if it has real ingredients on the box, it went through a process. It lost some nutrition to get into that box. Do I eat 100% whole foods? No, I tell people, you know, this morning I went to breakfast with my partner, Michael, and I had a cappuccino and they had the little Peeps, you know, the Peeps can't,
Oh.
on top. And I said, I'm gonna get it just because it's, you know, Easter weekend, looks festive. And he said, are you gonna post it? And I do tell people, like, I want you to know that I am a real person too. And we cannot live in this world of restriction and saying, I'm never gonna have a glass of wine again, or I'm never gonna have that brownie again. But we have to make mindful choices around what we do. And I love that you're doing the vegetarian vegan stuff, because plant-based is good for us. We do need protein, I believe, in my opinion. But I have a lot of clients that maybe 1 or 2 days they do that. Or like you said, maybe they do vegetarian dinners just a couple days a week to sprinkle that in there.
Yeah, about forming good habits. And I like that you said that you show that you're a real person. I mean, you know, instead of just always cutting out everything, I mean, that gives us a little wiggle room in our
Right.
disciplined lifestyles. You know, it's like, oh, you know, instead of just going vegan, I'm sprinkling it in, and you allowed yourself the peep. And I think it's all about in moderation. You know, you don't
And
sit
it's good
down
for
with a
your
box of
mental
the
health is so important. So many women have unhealthy relationships with exercise and food. So for mental health, I think it's important to be flexible with your mindset around all of these things. Supplements, if you miss a supplement, you know, I have clients, oh my gosh, you know, I keep missing the supplements. Like, it's okay. Just embrace that mantra. And it's okay. You know, it's the overall choices that we're making.
So you said something about being kind to your body also as far as when it goes to workout, not being so regimen or so rigid with like a really heavy workout. Like, what do you maybe suggest then? I mean, like spin classes are very popular, but yeah, that's like hardcore boot camps. So what are you kind of suggesting as far as balancing your hormones? I mean, just being active, as I always just feel like I just need to get up. I just need to move my body. You know,
Sure.
my effort to the gym sometimes is my only, you know, it's like I got dressed for the gym. I thought of going to the gym, but I didn't quite get to the gym. You know, I need to find something
Yeah.
at home that I can do.
Totally. And I researched a lot about exercise, you know, 12 years ago when I released that, you know, lots of weight that I've let go of, almost 50 pounds. I hired a trainer who was specifically working with women with hormone imbalance, which was amazing for me. I learned so much because at that time, it's not like I wasn't working out. I was going to the gym 6 days a week. I was actually overdoing it. And I was doing, you know, the elliptical machine, and I was doing some weights and things, but I learned a lot about women's hormones and all of the research that I've done the last 12 years around this topic. I have come back to HIIT workouts. Now, people think HIIT workouts are like CrossFit or boot camps, but they're not. HIIT workouts just mean that you're, in my mind, working smarter, not harder. You're doing cardio and strength training together in a short period of time. So typically 35, 40 minutes, but you might do two or three strength training exercises that involve most of your muscle groups, specifically your big muscle groups. So I tell women, oh, I remember in my 20s, I used to have a day where I did arms, then I did shoulders, you know, and that takes a lot of time. But also, when you start to learn about hormones and fat burning and your metabolism, your biggest muscles are your butt, your quads, your back, and you want to incorporate compound movements, they call it, to engage those muscles, because you are going to melt off fat, boost your metabolism, and specifically burn visceral fat, which is what the fat you don't want around your organs that creates disease and makes you sick. So I really urge women to do HIIT workouts, not every day, 2 to 3 times a week. And then in between, if you want to work out more than that, you really don't have to. If you're doing 3 days a week, that's great. I'm a huge advocate for walks because you get outside in nature, you have fresh air, it's good cardiovascular, you are burning calories, and most people can get out for a walk and feel comfortable and confident doing that. But strength training is so important, and women feel sometimes intimidated, so they should hire someone to help them with that. Whether it be strength training, I don't find straight out strength training is as effective because we do need some cardio at this age. But straight cardio is not going to build the muscle that's going to help with insulin resistance. That's the biggest problem when you get to midlife, is that a lot of us become insulin resistant. And I'm doing a show actually in April in regard to defeating type 2 diabetes. And that is a big thing that can help you prevent it, is to make sure that you do some weight training, because your muscles will help you from becoming insulin resistant.
Wonderful. These are great tips. Tell us about your podcast. You have a podcast.
Yes. My podcast is named Confidently Balance Your Hormones, and it can be found on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, all the major platforms. It is a show that brings on experts in all things hormones and women's issues. So it's not just talking about hormones. I just had someone come on talk about IV therapy and how that can help with the immune system and long COVID and all of that. Because as I talked about in the beginning, hormones are not the issue. It might be that you had an illness for a long time that crashed your hormones, or maybe you lived in that fight or flight for a long time. So it's important to understand that there's a lot of factors that go into rebalancing your hormones. So I try to bring experts on from different places that, you know, can help out and put tools in people's toolbox.
Wonderful. So for our podcast listeners, of course, I've got show notes so I can drop some links. For our radio only listeners, tell us the best way to connect with you.
Yes. So the best way to connect with me is to just go to my website, confidentlyloveyourself.com, or my Instagram, confidently_love_yourself.
Wonderful. Dee, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest. And I'm going to actually collect some podcast episodes from you and share them on radio. So our listeners don't have to go that far, if that's okay with you. I'll talk to you about that afterwards. But otherwise, definitely go to, you know, scroll your library and look for this wonderful podcast, Confidently Balance Your Hormones. Dee, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. And I'm happy to connect with anyone who's intrigued.
Wonderful. And you've been listening to Women's Health and Well-Being.